This is Pam Pedersen with WFIT's Linking the Arts, and visiting with me in the studios today is Martha Passero. You have come in to talk about the Native Rhythms Festival. What is that?
This is a three-day event that's family-friendly and free of admission. We've been holding it for 5 years now, and it is featuring many of the contemporary musicians of the Native American genre. 10 full headliners are coming this year.
Oh, wow. And so this is being held at Wickham Park?
Yes, in the amphitheater under the beautiful pine trees. So we have a great stage and a beautiful seating spot. Folks should remember to bring their chairs or blankets, much like we do with our public movie nights. We have over 49 vendors, including 5 wonderful food vendors who are coming in. The other vendors are going to be including many artists, which will feature silversmithing, will feature lots of different Native American artistries. We have a basket weaver coming who's going to do pine needle baskets, which are absolutely beautiful and award-winning. And among all of the booths that are there, they'll represent different styles and different tribes of Native American jewelry and arts. The food is wonderful because we have something called a fry bread taco. If you haven't had one of those before, you have to come just to sample the Native American fare.
I've never even heard of it before. What is it?
It's a wonderful, huge piece of fry bread, which is a lot like fried dough, only not quite as greasy. And then on top of that goes a layer of refried beans, and then a layer of fried meat. Then there's a layer of all of your vegetables, sour cream, shredded cheese, topped off with a little bit of jalapenos if you like them.
Oh, gosh, that sounds awesome. So this is the Native Rhythms Festival. It's a family three-day event, November 8th through 10th at the Wickham Park Amphitheater. We've got over 10 different musical groups coming.
We have 10 featured artists, among them Robert Mirabal, is not only a 2-time Grammy Award winner, he's won NAMI Awards, and that's an equivalent in the Native American music field to a Grammy. As well, Randy Granger, Scott August, we have Mark Holland and N. Scott Robinson, Jen Sidon. Billy White Fox was the 2004 Native American Flutist of the Year. We have Painted Raven, and we also have Johnny Lipford, who is just the winner of the Indian Summer Flute Awards. And we have Edwin Dancer, who performs Native American dancing, and we'll have a drum Southern horse with us this year. And as well, we have a continuum of workshops that people can attend. Those are online if you want to sign up ahead, and then you can sign up on-site as well. So we have a lot of award-winning artists. Their CDs will be available for sale as well. You can get them signed by the artists. And it's just a wonderful venue out of doors. The family gets to travel around through the different vendor booths and then sit in the amphitheater and listen to fantastic music.
So again, November 8th through the 10th. This is free. For more information, call 321-452-1671 or go to nativerhythmsfestival.com. Thank you so much, Martha.
Thank you for this opportunity. See you at the festival.